Radio AI. www.radioai.net. The public resource for artificial intelligence literacy by the people who do AI. This Radio AI podcast comes from India. India is a very old country, and much of the rich culture of the country comes from what artificial intelligence would call common sense, the wisdom that is passed down through the generations on how to live, how to relate to one another, how to have a good marriage, how to be friends, how to stay well. This common sense knowledge is the hardest part in AI to get sorted out for a machine. Today we hear from Pushkar Sawat, an artificial intelligence student in India who is looking at the problem of common sense. We're fortunate to have Pushkar share with us his insights on his culture and his project about common sense. He gives us an anecdotal story about why our grandmother has more common sense than Einstein. Stay with us if the accent is a little bit heavy. He's from a region of the world, very ancient and far away. Let's go to it.
Hello all. I am Pushkar Sawant from India. I am an independent AI researcher. The topic that I am going to introduce to you today is that of common sense, which is a subfield of artificial intelligence. I have titled it as Why Your Grandma May Be Smarter Than Einstein. Okay, here it goes. Consider this. You press a key on a cell phone and the screen glows up. You infer it is because you press the key. What is the logical basis of this inference? One can logically challenge this inference by saying, why not because you press the key on a Sunday at this time that it glowed? You would say, okay, let's check it on a Tuesday. Again, why not because you checked it wearing a pink shirt on a Tuesday that it glowed? Well, change the shirt. Now this can go on forever, and logic would never find a basis for this. Never. And thus computers. Yet, even a kid can figure out this. The only thing you might say is that, well, this is common sense. Also, you conclude that this will happen always. That is, every time you press the key, the light would glow. Even this can be challenged logically by saying, how do you know it would happen the next time and the next time and the next time, and you would still not be able to establish it logically that it would happen always. And yet, these two conclusions are mere common sense. The two common sense axioms, so to speak, for these two conclusions might be, for the first conclusion, if two events happen closely in time, we tend to suspect that one is the cause of the other. And for the second, if something happens quite a few times, it should happen always. You can't get more fundamental than this. So, this means that our mind has some faculty which can infer about things in the real world to which logic has no answer. To toe the same line with just a different aspect of common sense, what if I say to you, maybe there is a connection between the weight of your laptop and the size of the room in which you are delivering this lecture using the laptop. Now, commonsensically, you would instantly dismiss this as a joke or nonsense. Okay? Now, strictly, logically and scientifically speaking, there could be a connection. Who knows? Maybe you haven't given enough thought to it. There have been things in the past whose connections were first laughed at, but upon giving thought, their relations were established. Maybe this is an unsolved problem. Again, logically, the last 3-4 sentences that I said are perfectly sound, but just not worthwhile to take seriously. What is going to happen if it's taken seriously? If done so, we would never be able to do meaningful and constructive things in the grand context under which we all are operating, which is life.
You've been listening to Pushkar Sawat on Radio AI. This has been your host, Cindy Mason. Stay tuned for more cool Radio AI podcasts.